Okay, welcome back to Malachim Aleph. We are learning Perek Yudches. So we did the first half of the Perek last week, almost half, and we had the very, very dramatic story of Ovadia and Achav and Ovadia looking for Eliyahu. Eliyahu comes to Ovadia and basically tells him he'll be okay. Eliyahu talking to Achav, telling him what's going to happen. And now we're up to Pasuk Chaf. Now, this is all, by the way, in the Haftorah of Kisisa, and it's a very important, this is a very, very important story, very famous story. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, right? We reference it even in the Slichos. We talk about Misha Onas Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, right? Who, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu that listened to Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel. This is the story. This Perek is that story. So it's a famous story. There are several very famous psukim from this story, which we'll learn tonight in Eretz Hashem, and we'll see this is a well-known story for good reason. Okay, so pasuk chaf, and this is the showdown, right? This is how we ended last week with pasuk yates, where basically Eliyahu tells Achav, okay, I want you to gather everyone to Har HaKarmel, bring the nevi'ei habal, 450 nevi'ei habal, bring also the nevi'ei asherah. 400 Nevi'ei Asherah, who were Ochlei Shulchan Izevel, right? She was supporting, some people support different Kololim. She was supporting the Nevi'ei Asherah, the 400 Nevi'ei Asherah. So we're talking about 850 Nevi'im for Avodah Zarah, pretty much. And he says, bring them all. Bring them all. Bring them. Bring Klal Yisrael, everybody, to Har HaKarmel. And it's time for a showdown. Time for a showdown. Okay, Pasuk Chaf. Yishlach Achav b'chol bnei Yisrael. So Achav sends a message out to all of bnei Yisrael. Yikbots es hanavim el Har HaKarmel, and he gathers the nevi'im to Har HaKarmel. Now it's interesting because it says Vayishlach. He sends a message b'chol bnei Yisrael, but then it says Vayikbots the nevi'im. So what happened? So the Radak says he didn't have to gather bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael gathered on their own. Once they heard about this, who's not going to come? Right? This is like it's better than a movie. Right, Eliyahu and then the other Nevi'im, a showdown. All of Bnei Yisrael wanted to come to find out what Eliyahu was going to do. The Nevi'im of the Baal did not really want to come. Why? Because they knew that they were going to lose. They knew that they were not, that the Baal wasn't real. They knew there was no way that they were going to win this showdown. So they didn't want to come. But Achav didn't give them a choice by Yikbots. So he gathered the Nevi'im of the Baal. He says, okay, let's go. We got to go. We got to go to Har HaKarmel. Now it's interesting. The Radak points out that the Nevi'ei Asherah, they didn't come. Why? Because Izebel didn't want them to come. Izebel didn't want them to come, probably because she knew again that Eliyahu would disprove them. So she said, "You guys are not coming." Okay, but the Nevi'ei Habaal Achav forced them to come.
Did Eliyahu have, I guess, brishos from Hashem, or did he
We'll
get?
talk about that. Yeah. We don't find that this showdown was decreed from Hashem. We don't find that Hashem told him to do this, right? But we'll see that there are some mafarshim that learned that this came from that this was an idea that came from Hashem. Some say this was his own idea. We'll talk about it. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayigash Eliyahu El Kol Ha'am. Eliyahu comes now, approaches the nation, approaches the people. Vayomer, and he says to them, and this is a very, very famous pasuk. Ad mosai atem poschim al shtei hasseipim. And how long are you gonna have one foot on either side of the fence, right? How long are you gonna do this? And this is a phrase. Poseach al shnei hasseipim is like a phrase that's become like you can't dance at two chasnas. You can't have a foot on either side of the fence here, right? The poseach from the language of piseach, a person who's a cripple. You don't know which leg to lean on, right? So here you're crippled in both legs. You're crippled in one leg, so you know which leg to lean on. You lean on your strong leg. But here you're crippled in both legs, you don't know which one to lean on. So there you're constantly going like this. You're fluctuating, back and forth. And says Eliyahu, Im Hashem ha'Elokim, l'chuach harav. If Hashem is the real God, follow him. Im ha'Baal, l'chuach harav. And if the Baal is the real God, then follow him. Velo anu ha'am oso davar. Nobody answered him because the people didn't know. They were confused themselves. They weren't convinced. Eliyahu says, "Listen, guys, you got to choose. You got to choose. Right? The Malbim even says that, you know, people were worshiping the Baal, but then when the going got tough, you know, they would give a kvittel, you know, to the Rebbe. You know, they would come to shul and, you know, Yom Kippur, they would come to shul. So you can't do that. You can't worship the Baal. And then when, you know, when you're in trouble, you come and turn to Hashem. You can't do that. That's also part of this posteach al shnei ha'sa'ifim. You know, you got to decide. What are you doing here? Which is the real God? Which is the legitimate God? There's no middle ground. You know, you can't like, you know, make a pshara. You can't make a compromise and say, okay, you know, we'll worship him on Tuesday, him on Wednesday. You know, it's one is true and one is false. One is true and one is false. Mitzvah Sevet also says that it uses the name Elokim. Imashem ho Elokim l'chua harav. Why? Because Elokim, we know, is a reference to all powerful. Is a reference to running the world, right? So if Hashem is the one who's all powerful and running the world, then that's it. He's the one God. That's it. Nothing to talk about. Vayomer Eliyahu el ha'am. So Eliyahu says to the nation, Anino sarti novi la Hashem levadi. I'm the only Navi left, the Navi Hashem. I'm the only Navi of Hashem left. Unevie Habal arba meos v'chamishimish. The Navi Habal, you have 450 men, right? It's one against 450. Okay. Now the Mitzvah Zastava points out 1 second, but we know, remember from last week, Ovadia hid 100 Neviim. So there were other Neviim around that were Navi Hashem. It wasn't just Eliyahu, but says the Mitzvah Zastava, people weren't aware of that. That Ovadia did that quietly, still I hate, you know, he took them and he put 50 here, 50 there, right? He hid them quietly, but the people didn't really know about that. So Eliyahu is ignoring them for the time being, okay? And the Mitzvah Sovet says what he's saying to them is, look, you know, they have strength in numbers. They have 450. It's just me. Let's see whose tefillah Hashem answers. Let's see whose tefillah's answer, right? They're going to pray, I'm going to pray. They're going to worship, I'm going to worship. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Now, the Malbim says also that these psukim, Eliyahu is laying the groundwork that don't think, Eliyahu knows he's going to win, right? Eliyahu knows that Hashem is going to do the miracle and everybody's going to see that Hashem is the real God. Eliyahu wants to make sure that nobody can claim anything. Nobody's going to claim that this was a fluke. No one's going to claim this was sorcery. No one's going to claim that this was some sort of advantage that Eliyahu had. Eliyahu said, I'm the underdog here. I have no advantage. They have 450, I'm one. So number one, the numbers, I have nothing. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayitnu lanu shnayim parim. Vayitnu lanu shnayim parim. Please bring us 2 cows. Vayivcharu lahem hapar ha'echad. And let them choose 1 cow. Vayinatchuhu. They're going to cut up the cow into pieces. Vayasimu al ha'etzim. Place the cow on the wood, on the mizbeach. The eish lo yasimu, but don't light any fire. Just the wood and the cow with the pieces of the cow on top. Va'ani eses apar ha'echad. I'll take the other cow, and I'll prepare that one. V'nasati al ha'etzim, the eish lo asim. And I'll put it on the wood, just like they do, and I also won't put any fire. Okay? So this is going to be the experiment. This is going to be the demonstration to see whose carbon is consumed. Okay? Why does it say v'yitnu lanu? No, because I'm not doing this. They're bringing it to me. Again, I don't want to. I don't have any advantage. No, to me and then v'yitnu lanu.
Lanu.
Yeah.
Is the shnayim parim just going to Eliyahu?
No. No. Meaning I'm here and then v'yitnu habal are here. Right. Yeah. So bring us two. I'm going to let them choose first. Okay. Now the Rambam also points out. Shnayim parim, he says, and you know the Malbim proves this. He says, "Oh, I explained this elsewhere. That shnayim means that they were not equal. One of them was better than the other." Okay, so he says, "I'm letting them choose first." In essence, that means that he's giving them the better one. Of course, they're going to choose the better one, right? So I'm letting them choose. Bring us the cows. Let them choose first. Again, no advantage here. They have more people. They're going to choose the better cow. Okay, and then I'll take whatever's left. I'll take the worst cow. We're going to put it up here, and let's see what happens. Okay?
How do they choose?
Yeah. Huh?
How would they choose?
They're going to look at the cows and see which one is bigger, stronger, whatever. No. No, Eliyahu is giving them first choice. Because again, he wants it to be clear. I have no advantage here. Right? I'm giving you guys have all the advantages. You have the advantage of numbers. You have the advantage you're choosing the first carbon. right? You're doing everything. Not only that, but he says the Lashon over there is also Lashon Rabin. Vayinatchuhu, vayasimu. They're doing everything together. So they have, not only do they have 450 men, but they have multiple people doing the avoda. Me, I'm by myself in Asati al Ha'etzim. I'm a lone ranger. I'm doing things myself. So again, that's another advantage that they have. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Kirasem b'shem Eloheichem. You call out to your God, right? You're going to call out to the Baal. Cry out to the Baal, right? To take the korban, to take the sacrifice. Vani ekra b'shem Hashem, and I'm going to call out to Hashem. The Hoyah Elokim Asher Yaneh Ba'esh, Hu Ha Elokim. The God that responds by bringing fire down to consume the korban, that's the real God. So if your God brings down the fire first, your God is the real God. If my God brings down the fire first, Hashem, then he's the real God. Vayan kol ha'am vayomru tov hadavar. The nation answered and said, wow, this is great. Gevaldik. Right? Now the Mefarshim point out here that before they were speechless. Right? Remember in Pasuk, this is the Radak, he says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, v'lo anu ha'am oso davar. The Am didn't respond. Why? Because they're not really sure what to do here. Right? They're on the fence themselves. They don't know which one is the real God. They're not convinced. But now Elio has a whole system. He's got a demonstration. There's an experiment. This is great. Now we're going to see. Now we're going to see who what's what. Now we're going to see who's real. Okay? Okay. Pasuk Chaf Hei. Vayomer Elio l'Nevi HaBaal. V'acharu lachem haparo echad. So he turns to the Nevi HaBaal. He says, no, you guys choose first. Va'asu rishona. And you prepare your par first. Ki atem harabim, right? You have many people. The Mitzudas Tov says this was etiquette, right? This was a derech moser. You have I'm one person. You have many people. You go first, and not just because he wanted to, you know, he didn't want to show them that. Not just because he wanted to demonstrate that he has no advantage, but he says also api derech moser, right? The rabbim also always should go first. If you have more people, you go first, like derech moser. V'kiru v'shem Eloheichem, call out to your God, ve'esh lo sasimu, but don't light any fire, and I'm going to do the same. Pasuk Chavav, v'yikhu es hapar shenasan lohem, so they take the par that he gave to them, which is a strange, which all the Mefarshim point out is, what do you mean, shenasan lohem? Eliyahu's not giving them. They bring two paros, and they choose one. Right? So what do you mean Asher Nasan Lohem? So we'll talk about that in a second. Vayasu Vayikru B'Shem Abal Me'aboker V'yad HaTzoraim. So they prepare the cow and they start davening, you know, to the Baal from the morning till the afternoon. They're davening. And Le'mor Habal Aneinu. They're davening to Baal. Answer us. Ve'in Kol. The Ein One, obviously, no one's answering, right? There's no voice, there's no answer. Vayifaschu ala mizbeach asher osa. Okay, now literally it sounds like, and they jumped over, vayifaschu, like Pesach, right? They passed over the mizbeach that he made. Okay, so let's figure out what this pasuk is saying. First of all, the beginning, vayikhwes hapar asher nosan lohem. So Poshup Shat says the Radak is that he didn't give them the par. The two paros were brought there, and he told them to choose one. So that's what it means, Asher Nasan Lohem. Not that he gave it to them, but he gave them the choice. He gave them the choice. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that maybe Achav, because Achav was the melech, maybe he let Achav choose. So Achav chose, and then Achav gave it to the Nevi HaBaal. Asher Nasan is Achav. Achav is the one who chose and gave it to the Nevi HaBaal. The third pshat, which is the Medrash, the Rashi and the Radak quote, is that the cow did not want to go to the Nevi HaBaal. Right? So they chose, they said, okay, we want the big guy over there. We want the big cow. And the cow, you know, shakes his head. I'm not going. Eliyahu says, no, they chose you. So the Medrash says, the cow turns to Eliyahu and he says, oh, I don't understand. You know, you brought both of us. He's going to be, he's going to be your korban to Hashem. And I'm going with that. I don't want to go to the Nevi HaBaal. So Eliyahu had to convince the cow to say, relax. Don't worry. It's true that you're going to the Baal and he's going to me, but at the end of the day, both of you are going to bring the Kiddush Hashem.
both of you are, meaning the fact that you're not going to be sacrificed with Labal, no fire is going to come and burn you. And to him, the fire will come. The both of you will cause the Kiddush Hashem. But then the cow was not him to go. And then he agreed to go. So that's Asher Nassim. Eliel had to cajole the cow to go to the Nevi Habal. That's the Medrash.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Wasn't it a sin to offer a sacrifice outside the temple?
Yes, very good, very good. So this was outside the Beit HaMikdash. It was a time of Isur Bamos. You were not allowed to bring Karbanos. How is Elio allowed to do this? Good question. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Good question. Okay? Now, so they're praying all day that their Karban should be accepted. Some of the Mepharshim understand by Yefaschu that they were like passing over. So some understand that they were dancing. This was like part of their, like Rashi says, this was like some sort of a dance that was part of their avoda to the Baal. Some sort of ritual, some sort of dance, you know, dancing ritual. The Malbim fascinatingly says that once they saw they're davening all day because the Baal, apparently the strength of the Baal was during the day, was the sun. So that during the day, when the sun came up, they're davening the whole day. The sun came up and nothing's happening. There's no answer. There's no kol, which the Malbim says there's no nevuah. There would be some sort of a nevuah that the korban was accepted, or vein oneh, or there would be some sort of a fire that would come down and indicate that this korban was accepted. And there was nothing. There was no nevuah. There was no fire. Nothing happened. Now, when they saw that their korban was not being accepted, they started getting anxious. Eliyahu built a mizbeach next to their mizbeach. They had one mizbeach. Eliyahu built another mizbeach. So what happened when they saw their korban is not being consumed? Eliyahu was building his mizbeach. So they jumped over and destroyed his mizbeach. They jumped and destroyed his mizbeach. That's the Malbim's prayer. None of the other Mepharshim say that, but that's what the Malbim said. That's what the Malbim says. And you'll see this pshat of the Malbim helps to explain a later pasuk. Pasuk Chav Zayim. Now, Elio decides he's going to have a little fun. Okay? Elio says he's going to have a little fun with these guys. Now, Vayhi Batzor Rayim. It's getting late. It's getting late in the afternoon, right? It's afternoon. So now half the day's gone. They still haven't been answered. So Elio says, Vayahatel Bohem. So he starts mocking them. Elio starts mocking the Nevi'im. Vayomer, and he says, you know, Kiruv Kol Gadol. Maybe you should yell a little louder. You know, maybe pray a little louder. He can't hear you. Ki Elohim Hu, right? After all, he's your God, right? You say he's your God, so you know that pray a little louder, he'll hear you. Maybe Ki Siach, right? Which Rashi says maybe he's busy, he's in a meeting, right? Maybe he's talking to someone. Okay, he's busy. Bechi Sig Lo, or maybe he's in battle. Right, he's busy, he's in battle. V'chi derech lo, or maybe he's on the road. Right, the Radak says maybe he's traveling on business. He's away. Right, Rashi says v'chi derech lo means maybe he's using the restroom, and that's why he's not coming to take your karba. Or ula yoshenhu v'yikatz, or maybe he's sleeping, and if you yell really loud, he'll wake up. So obviously all this is silly, but Eliyahu is making fun of them. Right, you know, you guys are praying all morning and nothing's happening. Maybe you're not praying loud enough. Maybe your God is in the bathroom. You know, he's, you know, yell a little louder. Maybe he'll hear you. Maybe he'll wake up. So now, Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayikru B'Kol Gadol. So they listened, right? And although Elio was mocking them, Mitzudas Tavis says they took him seriously. And they're also getting a little bit desperate, keep in mind. The whole morning they're praying, nothing's happening. And they're realizing, okay, this is not working out for us. So they start yelling. They start screaming, right? To their God. And not only that, Vayizgodudu Kimishpatam Acharavos Uvar Machim Ad Shefoch Dom Alehem. They start cutting themselves. Right? Vayizgodudu, like we're not allowed to. The Pasuk says Losdizgodudu for the Jewish people. Right? The Torah says you're not allowed to be Yizgodudu. That's what the Goyim did. Now, so some say this was part of their service of the Abbazar, they would cut themselves until they would bleed. Right? Others say it was to show that maybe they're going to cause pain to themselves. Maybe then their God will listen, right? Because he'll see their pain and he'll see their suffering, and then he'll listen to them, and he'll wake up, so to speak. Okay, but this is what they're doing.
Pasuk Chavtes, Vayihi Kavor HaTzorayim. Now it's already past the afternoon. Past the afternoon, it's getting late, right? Late in the afternoon. Vayisnabu, and they start prophesying that maybe the fire will descend. And the Radak says they started talking nonsense. Again, they're getting very desperate here. It's almost the end of the day. Ad la'alos ha-mincha. And they're doing this all the way until the time of the mincha, which is the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. Right? Late in the day, when the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim was brought. The ein kol, the ein one, the ein koshev. But still nothing. There's no voice, there's no nevuah, there's no fire coming down, no one's listening. Nothing is happening. Zero. They're doing all these things. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're praying, they're cutting, right? They're being menabe. They're doing all these things and to no avail. Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Eliyahu l'chol ha'am. So Eliyahu says to the entire nation, Kishu Eli. He says, okay, guys, now come here. And everybody come to me. Vayigshu kol ha'am elov. Everybody comes and approaches him. Vayirape es mizbach Hashem heharus. And he rebuilds the mizbeach of Hashem that was destroyed. So this is where the Malbim's shot makes a lot of sense. Because the Malbim says that the Nevi Habal broke Eliyahu's mizbeach because they didn't want him to be successful. Eliyahu now fixes the mizbeach. Okay? Other Mefarshim that don't learn that they broke the mizbeach, so they're now fixed. They're now faced with this pasuk. What do you do here? Which mizbeach was destroyed? We never learned about a mizbeach that was destroyed. So different Mefarshim say different things. Oh, very good. Very good, very good. So Rashi says he brings that as the Medrash, that we know that Shaul built a Mizbeach and the Malchei Yisrael destroyed Shaul's Mizbeach. So maybe that's the Mizbeach that Eliyahu is rebuilding. Very good. That's a Medrash that Rashi quotes. Rashi says, the Pashup Shadi says, is that he had built some sort of Mizbeach for Hashem, and not that it was literally destroyed, says Rashi, but it was abandoned and forgotten because people didn't use it, right? People started doing all sorts of avodah zarah. So this was an old mizbeach that had been built for Hashem, but fell into disuse because people weren't using it. People were focusing on avodah zarah. So he reconsecrated, so to speak, that mizbeach. Pasuk lamed aleph, vayikach Eliyahu shtei mesrei avonim, kimispar shivtei bnei Yaakov. So he's rebuilding the mizbeach, says the Malbim. He does it. He takes 12 stones. The 12 stones corresponding to the 12 shvatim. Kimispar shivtei bnei Yaakov. And now a very strange ending to the pasuk. Asher hoyu dvar Hashem elov lemor, Yisrael yihyeh shemecha. Yaakov, about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your name will be Yisrael. You know, Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael. Why are we mentioning that here? Right? So first of all, so Rashi says, we'll start with the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat here is that the Radak says, number one, we're alluding to the 12 Shvatim, right? Well, why is he bringing these 12 Avonim corresponding to the 12 Shvatim? So says the Radak, either because it's going to be in the Schus of the 12 Shvatim that he'll be successful, right? In the merit of the Shiftei Ka, number one. Number two, he's also sending the message to Klal Yisrael that the 12 Shvatim of Bnei Yisrael need to be united around Hashem. That's why he's using the 12 stones to build the Mizbeach. 12 Shvatim have to be united to Hashem. It can't be, says Eliyahu, that you have two Shvatim serving Hashem, right? And the rest of the 10 Shvatim are not doing Avodah Zarah, which is what was happening, right? You know, the Malchus Yehuda, they were serving Hashem, and the Malchus Yisrael, the other 10 Shvatim, they were doing Avodah Zarah. Says Eliyahu, you can't do that. We need all 12 stones, all 12 Shvatim, in building the Mizbeach of Hashem, serving Hashem. That's the idea. Now, why the name change? Why are we referencing the name change of Yaakov to Yisrael? So Pashut Pshat, says the Radak, that the purpose of changing Yaakov's name to Yisrael was to make Yaakov great. Ki sarisa im anashim v'im Elohim v'atuchal. Right? That Yaakov was victorious. He defeated other people. He defeated the Malach, the celestial beings, right? The Yaakov was victorious. And whenever we know, whenever Klal Yisrael is on the up and up, they get the name Yisrael, right? So here, that was the purpose of the name change. But unfortunately, what happened? In that spot where HaKadosh Baruch Hu met up with him in Beis El and changed his name, later we had the Chet HaEgel, then there was a Mizbeach for Baal built on that spot. So he's saying that although the name was changed, we haven't lived up to the name Yisrael. That's the idea that Yolo was saying. We haven't lived up to the name Yisrael, and we need to. We need to do better. We need to do better and to live up to the name Yisrael by being great and not falling into the abyss of chait and avodah zarah, etc. That's the Pashim Shat, says the Radak. Rashi quotes a Medrash, and the Radak also references this Medrash, that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in Beis El, changed the name, he also said, Goy ukahal goyim yihyeh mimecha. That there's going to be a nation, Goy ukahal goyim, and a gathering of nations that's going to come from you. Says Rashi, what's the gathering of nations? What's that referring to? The gathering of nations is referring to this story. Kahal goyim is when all of the nations, meaning all of the Shvatim, all of Klal Yisrael, is going to gather together to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real God. Okay? And this is what Aaron was asking before, even though this is a strange thing to do because there's an Isser Bamos now. You're not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash at this time in history. But nevertheless, Hashem is saying, I'm okay with it. In this circumstance, I'm okay with it. This is an exception because we need to demonstrate to everyone that Ani Hu Elokim, I'm the true God, and the Nevi Habal are nothing. We need to demonstrate that. And that's why, even though this other, under other circumstances, would not be appropriate, it's okay here. It's okay under these circumstances. Okay. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayivne es ha'avonim mizbeach b'shem Hashem. So he builds the stones into the mizbeach, and he consecrates it in the name of Hashem. Vayas te'olah kiveis sasayim zera soviv la'mizbeach. And he digs a ditch, a very large ditch, right, it's like 50 amos. The Mefarshim say 50 amos by 50 amos, like a very large ditch all around the Mizbeach. And we'll see the purpose of this is because he's going to fill this ditch with water, and that will increase the power of the nes of the fire. So we'll see. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayaro Chesa Eitzim. So he sets up the wood on top of the Mizbeach, Vayanata Chesapar. And he cuts up the limbs of the cow. By Yosem Alo ate them, and he places them. He sets them up on top of the wood. Pasuk Lamed Daled. By Yomer Milu Arba Kadim Mayim, and he says, fill up four jugs of water. The Yitzku Al HaOla, the Al HaEitzim, and pour it over the Ola and the Eitzim. Pour it over the carbon and the Eitzim. Okay. Now Elio's saying to do this. He's telling the people that are helping him, right? Rashi says it's Elisha, right? We haven't really met Elisha yet, but Elisha was Elio's right-hand man. So Elisha is the one who's helping him out. He tells Elisha, pour water all over the carbon, all over the Eitzim. Now, why is he pouring water? Why is he pouring water? Because if things are wet, it's much harder for the fire to consume them. So it's going to increase the power of the Neis, that despite the fact that the carbon is wet, despite the fact that the Eitzim are wet, the fire is going to come down and consume everything. Okay, so Elisha does it. Vayomer Shinu, and he says, do it again, a second time, another four jugs, and he does it. Vayomer Shaleshu, he says, do it again, do it a third time. Vayishaleshu, and he does it a third time. Now, why the three times? Why the three times? So says the Radak, four jugs, three times equals 12. Another reference to the 12 Shvatim, just like the 12 stones reference the 12 Shvatim. So too the 12 jugs of water also correspond to the 12 Shvatim. Well, now, why not just pour all 12 at once? Why do you have to do three sets of four? Right? Three sets. One set, two sets, three sets. So he says that's alluding to the three Avos. And we'll see in a minute that he's going to daven in the schos of the three Avos. So that's why it's three sets, each one corresponding to one of the Avos. Rashi mentions a medrash here that once Elisha started pouring, his fingers became like springs of water, and water began pouring out of his fingers, okay, in a miraculous way, and this huge ta'ala that was surrounding the Mizbeach began to fill with water. And again, this is going to increase the power of the nes. We have all this water here, and still the fire is going to come and be and do what it needs to do. Is an incredible nes. Sorry? They still have the drought, correct. They still have the drought. And there's no rain yet. We'll talk about that also. Pasuk Lamed Hey. Now all the water, this is the water, this is an addition. I'm sorry. This is the water from the water that was poured by Elisha onto the carbon, right? All this water now flows down the Mizbeach. The Gamas had Ta'ala Milei Mayim. And also the Ta'ala, he filled with water, meaning either Eliyahu himself did it or Eliyahu commanded Elisha to do it. But they filled this whole Ta'ala with water. They filled this whole Ta'ala with water in addition to the 12 jugs that was poured. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayhiba Alos HaMincha. And it was time, late in the day, when it was time for the Korban, Tomit Shobein Arbayim. Vayigash Eliyahu Anovi Vayomer. And Eliyahu approaches and he says, Vayomar, Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yisrael. Using the name Yisrael. Hashem was the God of the three Avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael. Hayom Yivoda, today will be known, Ki Ata Elokim B'Yisrael. You are the true God of Klal Yisrael. Va'ani Avdecha, and I'm your servant. Uvidvarcha Asisi Eis Kol Advarim Ha'ilem. And I did this all based on your word. I did this all based on your word. Now, Rashi says, what does that mean, I did this all based on your word? Again, like Aaron's question, it's a time of Isser Bamos. But nevertheless, I was allowed to do it because you gave your stamp of approval. Now, the Radak, not on this Pasuk, but back on Pasuk Chaf Aleph, says, one second, it's called Uvidvarcha Asiz, it's called Advar Ma'ila. Where do we see that? We don't see that Hashem told him to do this. This seems like, if you read the Pesukim, sounds like this was Eliyahu's idea. We don't find that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. So he says, number one, maybe Hashem really did tell him what to do. Okay, maybe Hashem really did tell him, and it's just not recorded in the Pesukim. That's possible. Okay? But then he says it's a little strange because Eliyahu is davening now that it should be successful. Now, if Hashem told him to do it, right, then why does he have to daven that it should work? Obviously, if Hashem told you to do it, it's going to work. Right? We're about to see Hashem, you know, he davens. Aneni Hashem Aneni. Right? What was he davening so much for? So the Radak says that maybe, even though Hashem told him to do it, he still had to daven. He still had to daven. Why? Because he wanted to demonstrate to everybody that he was the true Navi, and that any rain that's going to come, we'll talk about the rain coming at the end of the parak, any rain that comes is not just a coincidence. It could be a coincidence. People will say, it's just Eliyahu got lucky. He started davening and the rain came. That was a coincidence. We want to make sure that nobody thinks that, right? The fire could have come, Mefarshim say, through sorcery, you know, Kishuv. And we want to make sure that nobody thinks that the fire came from Kishuv. So that's why he's davening. Eliyahu's davening. I know, Hashem, you told me to do this, but please make sure that nobody has any thoughts that this is not real, that this is not legitimate. That's one approach. The other approach, says the Radak, is that no, Hashem did not tell him to do this. This was Eliyahu's idea. Now, Eliyahu had to be tachon that it was going to work because he knows that he's doing this l'shem Hashem. He's doing this to prove that Hashem is correct. And of course, he's going to make a kiddush Hashem. But that's why, of course, then he had to daven, right? Because Hashem didn't tell him to do it. This was his own idea. So he had to daven that it should be successful.
Where did he get the water from?
You're saying if there was a drought, where did he get the water from? Fair question. No. Not sure.
Did Hashem bring back the beginning of the
rain? Yeah.
Did Hashem bring back the rain yet?
No.
No,
he didn't. No rain yet. Well, yeah, I mean, if you learn that medrash that Elisha's fingers like turned into springs, I don't know if it was Eliyahu's fingers, Elisha's fingers.
Some water because they get,
but the jugs were filled with water.
Some water because going back when he hit the 50,
yeah,
he gave them water.
Yeah.
So there had to be,
yeah, somewhere. Yeah. Okay, so what's he davening here? Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Aneni Hashem Aneni. He says, "Answer me, Hashem, answer me." And then the nation will know that you're the true God. And then it's an interesting conclusion to the pasuk here. Almost like you turned his heart backwards. You turned his heart back. You turned their hearts backwards. Okay, so what does this mean? First of all, what's the double language? So the Mefarshim give a few different interpretations. Number one, answer me with fire, answer me with rain, right? Number one, bring the fire down to consume the carbon. Number two, I need rain, right? Some say it's answer, there's a medrash to answer me with fire and answer me in a way that they won't think it's sorcery, that they'll know it's legitimate. It's from you, Hashem. Okay? Now, he says also that they'll know ki Hashem hu Elokim, right? V'yedu ha'amazeh. And Rashi says that also if they know now, if they believe me now, then also they'll believe me in the future. When's the future? La'asid lavo. When I come and tell them, right, Elio is going to be the Mavasa. He's going to come and tell them the Mashiach is coming. So if they trust me now, they'll trust me then. If they trust me now, they'll trust me then. There's also a couple of the Mefarshim here who talk about this end of the Pasuk, Yatas, Hibosas, Liba Machoranis, that it's almost like Hashem, like hardened their hearts, almost like Hashem hardened their hearts. The Radak says some Mefarshim understand this way, that it's almost like Hashem made them, you know, made them like turn their hearts away. He says, of course you can't say that because people have Bechira, right? But maybe it could be that Hashem hardened their hearts because of their Chatoim, like the Rambam says, that sometimes when people sin, Hashem can harden their hearts because of their Chatoim. Okay, whatever it is. Pasuk Lamed Ches. The ash comes down and burns everything. Burns everything. And again, remember, everything's wet. Right? So it's a bigger nace. It burns, of course, the ola and the eitzim. And also the avanim and the afar. Everything is consumed. The whole mizbeach is consumed by this fire. And not only that, but all of the water that filled up the ta'ala, everything is, although all the water is dried up. Pasuk Lamites, Vayar kol ha'am vayiplu al pneihem. So the nation sees. There's a famous pasuk also. Vayar kol ha'am vayiplu al pneihem. Vayomru, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim. And again, the double language also for repeating it for chizuk. Pasuk Mem, Vayomru Eliyahu lahem, Tivstu es Nevi'ei Habal, Ish al yimolet mehem. Okay, now that we've proven that the Nevi'ei Habal are Sheker v'chazav, right? And you guys all now, all of you, B'nei Yisrael, you see that I'm the true Navi, and Hashem is the true God. Let's kill all these people. So they all grabbed the Nevi'ei Habal, Vayispisum, and they grabbed them, Vayoridem, Eliyahu al Nachal Kishon, Vayishchotem Shon. Eliyahu brings them down to Nachal Kishon. He kills them. The Radak says doesn't necessarily mean that he kills them, but the people killed them. At this point, Eliyahu had broad support from all of the people there. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayomer Eliyahu la'Achav, Alei Echol Ushasei Ki Kol Hamon HaGoshem. So now he turns to Achav. Okay, Achav is still the king. Achav is still the king. And even though Achav wasn't always doing the right thing, but maybe Achav will do tshuva now. And he turns to Achav and he says, let's go eat and drink. Why? Ki kol hamon hagoshen. Okay, now, number one, the Radak says they probably were fasting. Why were they fasting? Because when there's no rain, you got to fast. So probably they were fasting. And now it's about to rain. It hasn't rained yet. But Eliyahu is saying it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Now, Eliyahu was confident. Especially now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Yesh and consumed everything, now Elio is confident, and he says, the Nevi HaBal are gone, there's no more Avodah Zarah, of course Hashem is going to bring the rain. Achav goes up, he eats and he drinks. Elio, Allah El Rosh HaKarmel. Elio, though, is not ready to eat and drink, he's got to see the rain first. So he goes up to the top of the mountain, Har HaKarmel. Vayighar Arza, and he bows down, Vayosem Ponov Bein Birkov. And he bows down and he davens that it should rain. Right? Now he needs it to rain. The first part of the nays happened. Now he's got to have the second part. Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayomer al Naro Aleina Habet Derech Yom. So he tells his, probably Elisha who's there, he says, come up and look towards either the west or towards the sea. Look out and see if you see any rain coming. Right? The Mezuzah Sava says he didn't want to look. Right? Until he knew that his tefillos were being accepted, he didn't want to look. So he tells Elisha, you look. And tell me when there's rain. He's davening. Vayal vayabet vayomer ein meuma. Says nothing. I don't see any. I don't see a cloud. It's a clear sky. Vayomer shuv. He tells him go back, right? And he goes back sheva pa'amin. Right? He goes once, no rain. Twice, no rain. Three times, sends him seven times. Pasuk mem dal vayhiba shvius. Finally, the seventh time, vayomer hinei of kitana. He says there's a little cloud. There's a small cloud approaching. Kikaf ish, almost like a palm of a person. Ola miyam, it's coming up from the sea. Vayomer alei emor el Achav. He says, okay, now this is it. This is the rain. He says, go tell Achav Esur vared velo yatzor chahagoshen. He says, go tie up your chariot. Don't get caught in the rain. Don't get caught in the rain. The rain is coming.
Why 7 times? What's the significance of 7?
You know, 7 is always like the, you know, it's always the completion. It's the complete cycle, the complete cycle of the Bria. Pasuk Mem Hei. Vayhi ad ko v'yad ko. So in the meantime, as all of this was happening, v'ashamayim his kadru ovim. The whole sky now is full of clouds. V'ruach, and also wind, which is, we know that a storm is coming. Vayhi geshem godol, and it starts pouring. Vayirkov achav vayelach Yisrael achav. Ties up his chariot and he goes back to Israel. Pasuk Mem Vav. V'yad Hashem hoisa el Eliyahu vayishanis mosna vayorat b'fnei achav ad boachah Yisrael. And now Eliyahu has so much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyata b'shvaya with him that now he runs. Achav is in his chariot and he gets a head start. Eliyahu runs. He has like this superhuman strength and he catches up to Achav and he runs and accompanies Achav. And Rashi says, out of cover for the Malchus. Out of cover for the Malchus, he runs along with Achav back to Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the superhuman strength. And this is the end of the story of Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel. And Amit Hashem, next week we'll pick up with the... Yeah? Oh, yeah? Let's hear.
Based on a pasuk in Mishkan.
Yeah?
Sheva Yipol.
Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. Uh-huh. So even if things don't work out, you keep going. Seven times it'll work. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. Beautiful. Beautiful. Kli Yakar. Beautiful. Okay, next week, Amit Hashem, pasuk Perek Yutes, we'll learn about Izevel. Izevel has not, you know, we haven't heard from her too much yet, but we'll see. She doesn't have great thoughts about Eliyahu. Everybody was here. Yeah. The whole nation. You would want to miss this? Oh.
Thank you, Rabbi.